JJHI.
Live from Houston, Texas, it's JJHI Radio. Tonight, GPT and your calls. And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. So good to be back. It is May 24th, folks. I think I'm a little loud here. May 24th, 9:01 p.m. And it's JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head, your host. Thank you for joining us. If you know about us, how the hell did you figure that out? I'd like to know. You can message us, facebook.com/JJHI Radio. If you have questions for our new AI chatbot, JJHIGPT, send them that way. Or you can call 210-888-9198 and ask your questions live on air. Twerkatron, are you ready for some questions?
Yes. Ready to plug them in the hole.
Suppose so. We'll be right back, folks.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at JJHeadInterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Listen up, this is Stack Jack, and while I'm out there on a silver cloud, I've got something important to share with you pukesters. I've always been the baddest dude at the gym, but now I'm the biggest too. Yeah. Thanks to my new testosterone therapy by Synergy, you can be more than garbage as well. It helps me recover quickly from pumping during the day or even all night. Oh, yeah. So log on and check out Synergy TRT and get jacked.
Jacked.
Please, if anyone is out there, can reach deep down in their gut and find that turd that they can sacrifice to save old Dick Stiffen's life, I would be forever grateful.
Fellas, sick of not having the right gift for your special someone?
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's.
Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy 2 cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's,
Hi, this is David Brown, the science pronoun, because science knows no gender. Did you know that your body is 80% water? What if you could get to 100% water and live an aqueous lifestyle? Just start drinking more water. This has been a science fact with David Brown, the science pronoun.
Tonight on CSI Houston.
Dicks have been going missing all over this goddamn town, and you're gonna play victim just because we searched your pants and didn't find anything there? Bullshit!
Where are the dicks, Chris?
Just
tell us where the dicks are. They could be at the bottom of that goddamn Terre Haute Reservoir for all I care. Just tell them where they are.
Are they buried? Are they in your backpack somewhere? People are dickless, Chris. And you may become one of those people. It's time to tell the truth.
127 dicks gone last week. 150 dicks gone the week before. Where is it all going? It's got to be somewhere. You got to give me something. The longer you hold out on me, the less I can help you, Chris. I want to help, but you're giving me nothing here. Where are the dicks?
Show me the fucking dicks!
You expect me to believe that?
A bag of dicks nobody bargained for. Tonight on CSI Houston.
It's JJHI Radio, and now, your host, JJ Head.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to JJHI Radio. Tonight, our second installment of what we're calling GPT-2. GPT-2. What is AI to you? You know? I think I know what it is to me. I, yet spelled with an A and an I. We all have so many questions. It's interesting because GPT platforms are somewhere between asking a child a question and asking a deity a question. So why in the hell would you ask either of them? Well, we're going to find out. We've got a few questions here lined up from the email, admin@jjheadinterests.com. Also from the messenger on facebook.com/jjhiradio. And hopefully your calls, 210-888-9198. The lines are open right now, folks. You're welcome to call us if you've got a question for JJHIGPT. Go ahead and start off with the first one. This is a big question. I think it's a good one to ask. From Nick in Austin, Texas. Nick, good luck. I know it's a dangerous place. Nick asks, Twerkatron, are you ready?
Ready.
Who controls the world economy?
Question. Who controls the world economy? Processing. Response inbound. Answer. The Kardashians.
There you have it. I had a feeling they were behind it. They've been very deep in the publicity world. Marginally good looking. Date many dazzling urbanite men. and ruin their lives. You know, many anti-Semitic comments are thrown around and bandied about, but I gotta tell you, not much is said about the Armenians. Excellent. Next question. This one's from Amy. Amy in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Amy, thank you so much for joining us. What is the best name for a boy, girl, or pet? I'll repeat that. What is the best name for a boy, girl, or pet?
Question. What is the best name for a boy, girl, or pet? Processing. Answer inbound. The answer is... Bitch.
Bitch. Well, fantastic. Looks like we've got a caller here on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. Quinn, a new one.
Quinn, welcome back. Quinn, a regular guest here on the program. Controversial as ever. But you, you've been listening here, I take it. Is that correct?
I have. Thank you for the compliment as well. I have some very interesting and exciting questions to ask your JJPT program.
JJHIGPT. Yeah, we tried to keep it, you know, simple, and it rolls off the tongue pretty well there. So, yeah, get it right.
Sure. Sorry. Can I proceed?
Please. You ready, Torgatron?
Ready.
Question one. Does the Baptist Church consider eating mayonnaise a sin?
Question. Does the Baptist Church consider eating mayonnaise a sin? Processing. Receiving answer. It's still buffering. Okay. Answer. Only if it's spread on the genitals of an unmarried woman.
Wow. So you gotta put a ring on it if you're gonna spread it on the genitals.
Great. Very insightful. Question number two. Was Dio the greatest rock band of the 1980s?
Make sure I heard that correct. Was Dio the best punk band of the 90s?
Rock band.
Rock and roll. Was Dio the best rock band of the 80s? Okay. Torgatron, please.
Question. Was Dio the best rock band of the 1980s? Processing. Receiving response. Answer. Are you out of your fucking mind? It was Bon Jovi.
I don't know if I agree with that, but I'm not quite sure what its algorithm is basing that on. Are we talking record sales, substance, or overall performance there? What do you think, Torgatron?
It's a complex algorithm here. I think, though, it's largely based on album sales.
Well, Quinn, what are your thoughts on that? Do you agree with that statement that Bon Jovi was the greatest rock band of the 1980s?
I guess it's possible, JJ, but I guess it's as good as yours. That's by imposing the question.
And what's odd is the Kardashians did not control the world economy at that point in time, I don't believe. I think you still had some of the remnants of, you know, what some people believe to be a Zionist conspiracy at the time. But nonetheless, Bon Jovi, high-selling, a little less controversial, popular with the ladies, a lot of ticket sales, lot of album sales. Do you think the average Dio concert had more men than a John Bon Jovi concert had women attending on average?
In my urban guess, yes, I would say so.
Well, it's settled then. Next question.
Wait, I have one more, my last and final question.
Okay.
Are there any existing countries that consider diarrhea to be a blessing?
Question. Are there any countries that consider diarrhea a blessing? Prospect. Processing. Answer. Germany.
Germany. Interesting. I did not know that. I know they like to read dirty magazines that involve excrement, but for it to be a sacrament, that must be a remnant of the pagan variety. You know what I mean?
Makes sense. Yes.
Mr. Anon, if you had to choose, let's just say, of a sacrament of the mucal variety, the fecal variety, or urinary variety, which would you accept?
I would choose, of course, excrement as a sacrament.
Fantastic. He's Quinanon, joining us here on the program this evening. Once again, happy to have you back, Quinn. Hope you'll join us again.
Thanks, JJ, and thanks for clearing up these very important questions that I've had.
Happy to do it. It's JJHI Radio. We'll be right back with more of your calls at 210-888-9198. You stay tuned.
Yeah, these beats are disgusting.
Come to the DJ Depot. We've got horns, we've got strobes, we've got everything to make her wet. Come to the DJ Depot now.
Hi, this is Joe from Gerald's Pet Financing. DJ Depot, it's really nice. You don't want to miss out on these prices. You don't want to miss out on these prices. This is Dustin Johnson, a.k.a. DJ. Come on down to DJ's DJ Depot.
Come on down to Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Horns, strobes, bass. Baby Huey's DJ Depot. Let's get it on. OnlyFans, your one-stop shop for all the stereotypical fans of your locale. Dallas Cowboys fans.
Come on in, Dallas Cowboys OnlyFans. We got all kinds of Dallas Cowboys fans, and you ain't a Dallas Cowboy fan, then fuck you.
How about them Cowboys?
New York Yankees fans.
Let's go.
We've
got Texans fans.
I'm very disappointed in my quarterback.
Boston Red Sox fans.
Boston Red Sox.
Fuck you. Philly Eagles fans. And the quintessential Chicago Bear fans.
Yeah, I love the Bears. Holy shit.
Don't forget a special Patriots fans at half off.
Oh my God, I love the New York Patriots. Football's so neat.
OnlyFans, your one-stop shop for the fans you love or hate.
Chill out. You're listening to JJJ
Radio.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Booth Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Booth Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
Robots from the future. This is Members Only. Only on JJHI Radio. It's JJJI Radio. And now, your host, JJ Head Pitt.
We're back. Thank you for that intro. JJHIGPT. Yeah, you know me. Got a new question here from Andrew in Boise, Idaho. We're big in Boise. And you know what? Thank you, folks. It's a beautiful town. Great downtown area. Question is, how can we grow the tax base? I think it's a great question. Go ahead.
Question, how can we grow the tax base? Process. Enter inbound. Alright, we've got the answer to how can we grow the tax base from GPT is back alley organ harvesting and federal auction of organs.
Hey, it works in Israel, right? And I think in Korea, too. Good question. Next question comes from, Scott in Sacramento. What can I do with this pube mound? Well, Scott, let's give it a try.
What can I do with this pube mound? Process. Answer inbound. Glue it together and make it into a bushy Christmas ornament.
I'd hang that on my tree. Yeah. Oh, this is a really solid one. Really solid one. Amy from Pensacola, Florida. How much is reasonable to pay for a steak burrito?
Question. How much is reasonable to pay for a steak burrito? Processing. Wait. Jerry, hang on. You wrong damsel. Okay, let's try again here. How much is reasonable to pay for a steak burrito? Processing. Receiving answer. Two blowjobs and a hand job.
I mean, if that's the going rate, I guess I better stock up on some steak burritos. Getting a little lonely over here in the studios. Studio singular here on JJHI Radio. Folks, you can write in your own questions. Follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/JJHI Radio. Send us an email. admin@JJHeadInterest.com. The website that hosts this program. Call us now, 210-888-9198. A couple more rolling in here. Oh, this is a great one. We've done several profiles on this subject. Which rest stop is the sexiest in Texas? Chris from Jasper, Texas asks, which rest stop is the sexiest in Texas?
Question, which rest stop is the sexiest in Texas? Processing. Let's stop at mile marker 105 in Livingston, Texas, as the greatest and largest glory holes in all of Texas.
Good old Mile Marker 105. It's a great place to be. I think Dick Stiffens at one point was performing rest stop therapy out of the accessible stall there. So I'd recommend it. It's a nice place. I'm sure if you're a little hard up, you can head out that direction and make some new friends here. Oh, this is a scorcher of a question. Nate from Hyderabad, India. How many goats is a good woman worth? An age-old question. This has got to go back to biblical times, I would imagine, right?
Yes, I believe so. And actually, we just uploaded the First Testament law sets into GPT beta. So let's go ahead and ask, how many goats is a good woman worth? Processing. Receiving answer. The answer is 3 adolescent male goats.
That's interesting. 3 adolescent male goats. You can't get milk out of males, at least not the milk most people would want. I guess the seed, and fertility will produce more. It's a good trade. I think, it's a solid trade if you really think about it hard. Follow-up question. How many women is one bull worth? Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Question. How many?
You okay?
Sorry, I had to reset. How many women is one bull worth? Processing. Answer. 8 women.
I guess that's 1 for every 10 pounds. Is it? 800 pounds? 80 pounds. We'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
I'm thankful for 23andMe because now I know who my dad is.
You're looking for alternate means of entertainment? You want to get spanked? Come get spanked to Spankies. You want to wear Spanx? Come buy those and wear them at Spankies. You want to spank off? Come spank off at Spankies. You want to wear Spanktravision? Come wear this Spanktravision at Spankies. The only place to where you can wear Spanx while getting spanked, while spanking off, while wearing Spanktravision. Come on down to 6969 Montrose and come to Spankies, your favorite Christian bookstore.
All right, folks, first we've got lot number 69. We've got this double-sided dildo going. $150 where? We got $150 bid now, $175, now $175. Anybody want to go $175? Now $200 now. Now $225. Anybody want to go $225? Now $250 now $275. $275. Now $300. $325. I'm kind of drunk. But, I'm working on it.
You like chicken sandwiches?
Come on.
We got a bird for you.
We got crispy, grilled, gluten-free, extra gluten, cookie crumble, deep-fried, air-fried, baked, boiled, smoked, air-dried, blow-dried. Come on.
Come on down, you piece of shit. Come on down to the Burger and Chicken Shack at the corner of I-10 and Blaylock.
Yeah, lamb waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nasales.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We got you. Wamek, the alarm got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
It's the Boomba Glad waifu, boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Kuru waifu. Come on, come down, down.
It's GGHI.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie. I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie. You wanna buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you gotta be at least 6'3", you gotta be 220 lean, like a D1 linebacker before I sell you that pie, alright? Just like a 12-year-old Girl Scout. That's a liability. You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
It's GGHI Radio. And now, your host, GG.
And we're back here. Thank you so much for staying around during that break. A lot of good questions coming in here. Absolutely delighted to hear it all. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Looks like we do have a caller joining us. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, is this 311? I'm calling to report some loose dogs in my neighborhood.
Yes, no, you've reached 311. Yeah, absolutely. Where are you located, sir? Do you have an address?
I do. I'm at 351 Main. My name is Richard Hearn. I'm part of the neighborhood watch group.
351 Main.
These dogs, they've been loose for hours.
351 Main. And I've also got, your name is Richard, correct?
That's right, Richard Hearn. My friends call me Dick.
Dick Hearn here. Okay, yep. Hang on, just updating my records here. Richard Heard. That's H-E-A-R-D?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, and how many dogs approximately?
There's four dogs. I would say they range in size from 20 pounds to approximately 55 pounds. Well, maybe 54 or 53 pounds. Yeah, I used to weigh dogs for a living, so this this part of the description is near and dear to my heart.
I can respect that.
But there is the largest one appears to be a pit bull mix. The smallest two appear to be either a dachshund or perhaps a chihuahua mix. We have other people in the neighborhood picking up their dogs because they're trying to avoid these dogs. You guys got to get somebody out there.
Absolutely.
You got a case number for me?
I do. Let me see. I've got 1330-4414. Yep. So, and whereabouts? Are they mobile right now, or are they just kind of floating around one area there on the street?
Well, I just saw one of them eating the other one's shit. But, wait, can I? I don't know if I can say that.
Yes, no, absolutely. No, this is a dispatch center. You're welcome to describe it however you need to. We're trying to get someone out there right now.
Yeah, no, it started with some butt sniffing, but it completely it morphed into something else very quickly.
I see. Hang on a minute.
I mean, just children in this neighborhood, they shouldn't be subject to this.
I completely agree. I'm just looking here. Do you have a Chinese buffet nearby?
Yes, it's in the strip mall down the street.
Okay. Do you know what the name is of that restaurant?
Yeah, it's Walk and Roll.
Walk and Roll. Okay. Yeah, no, we've had, I'm cross-referencing, we've had multiple reports where their inventory continues to just walk out the back door, and it really is a nuisance. Between the rats out back and then the inventory walking out and causing trouble in the community, we want to put that to a stop. So we really appreciate the call. Anything else you'd like us to add to this report?
No, I'm just glad you guys can help me out.
No, happy to, Mr. Hurd. Thank you so much. Again, your case number 1330-4414.
All right, thank you. I have nothing but good things to say about this municipality.
Well, we're here to help, sir. Thank you, Mr. Hurd.
All right, take care.
Richard Hurd, everyone. 210-888-9198, the number to call. You have questions for JJHIGPT. And we want them answered. This one in from Russ. Russ in Georgia, undisclosed. No, I'm sorry, Larry Travis from Texas. If God created man and man created JJHIGPT, is man JJHIGPT's God? Let's run it. Twerkatron, please.
Processing. If God created man, and man created JJHIGPT, is man JJHIGPT's God? Processing. Processing. Response. JJ Head is the supreme god of all. How dare you ask such a question?
Wow. The supreme god of all. Folks, I don't know if I've quite earned that title at this point, but I do appreciate software saying that about me. Got a little bit more time here, folks. 210-888-9198, the number to call if you'd like to reach out to us. You know what? I've got a question for JJHIGPT. How many canine species does your average Chinese buffet go through in one working day?
Processing. How many canine species does your average Chinese buffet go through in one working day? Processing. Processing. Answer. As many as they possibly can. So beware of pet stores next to buffets.
Sound advice. Just some scheduling notes coming up here. Next week, we will have restaurant bathroom review and adventures. Ollie Sims will be joining us here to discuss that in Houston, I believe in Dallas. Looking forward to that. Hope you all will join us for it. In the meantime, we'll take a break here, and we'll be right back here on JJHI Radio. Stay tuned.
Hello, friends. Do you like potato chips? Do you like good beef? Well, you won't get that here. What you will get from Frings Chip Beef is the best beef cut off a cow. Not only will you get the best chip beef, you will get the best sauce. Oh boy, does it remind me of my grandma. She made the best sauce. All it was some secret dust and thick water. So when you buy the best canned chip beef, I hope you think of your grandma, because Crane's Chip Beef is thinking about all of you.
It's J.J. John Radio, and this is Madam George, Through the Garden Gate.
Swing door, creaked open, you got time to waste. The morning sun is gonna lower, right through the garden gate. Lost the love of your lady. You toss the ring she gave. Catch the eye of a daisy. Ride through the garden gate. Since you want. Tears from your face, and let the cold wind linger all through the garden, through the garden gate. Sha la la la. What use is waking up early? What use?
JJHI Radio, and now your host, once again, JJN.
We're picking up sticks here, folks. You know what time it is. I want to thank everyone who's joined us this evening, given us a call, asked some great questions for GPT. We'll continue to develop the back end, hopefully improve the overall quality of the answers. So far, I think a good first effort. Especially that one about growing the tax base. I think that was more a response to revenue, though, about harvesting organs. But nonetheless, I like the supply side mentality. We're here just about every Wednesday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time on jjheadinterest.com. You can listen to us, back episodes, jjheadinterest.com. Just scroll down and say, I want my damn podcast. Click that link right there. And you got access to everything. And, of course, our number, just put it in your phone, folks, 210-888-9198. Give us a call after 9 o'clock on Wednesday. You can talk about whatever you want, folks. Even if you have to report some stray dogs. We'll help you out. You got it. We're here for you. This is your community. But it's my show. I'm certainly interested. I hope you are too, and that's why it's called JJ Head Interests Radio, JJHI Radio. Find us on Spotify, JJHI Radio. Listen to them all till you can't stand it anymore. Make your traffic experience a little bit more jolly. Perhaps you could take some psychedelics. You might hear something completely different than what's recorded. One way or another, we encourage you to interact with us. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your participation and cooperation. I'm JJ Head. This has been JJHI Radio for May 24th, 2023. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. Have a pleasant evening.
JJHI Radio is in no way brought to you by Dos Vergas, Dos Vergas Tequila, creamy tequila for your cheeks and eyeballs. This has been JJHI Radio. I am Tortatron. See you next Wednesday.